with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, March 29th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Let's take a look at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page from yesterday's sports action. We did have a sporting event involving a Plymouth County team, and it was on the tennis court. Yes, we got some tennis in yesterday. A non-conference boys tennis duel as Lamar's Community thumped Cherokee 9-0, sweeping the singles matches and the doubles matches to start the season. Some highlights. Evan Pratt in the number one court. He had no problem with his opponent from Cherokee. Beat him 10-zip, or 10-love, I should say. The sixth court saw Ian DeRuyter take home the 10-love victory as well. Other scores in the fifth court, Joe Rasmussen won 10-1 for the Bulldogs, and Ian Penne in the second court, he took home a 10-3 win on the singles side. On the doubles side, it was Evan Pratt and Devin Duvall sweeping their opponent 10-love in their contest in the first doubles court. And in the third doubles court, Ian Penne and Ian DeRuyter were able to take home a 10-2 victory. Ryder Mullally, Joe Rasmussen, 10-4 winners in their doubles as well. Really good showing for the Bulldogs, starting off the year 1-0 with a 9-0 victory on the road at the Cherokee Braves. Some other high school scores of note, not involving Plymouth County schools. Going to the soccer pitch, where in girls soccer action in the MRAC, it was South Sioux City defeating Sioux City West 3-1, and 14th-ranked Lewis Central a winner over Sioux City East 10-0. In boys soccer yesterday in the MRAC, we've got some good teams in the MRAC this year in boys soccer. Sioux City North, 2-0 winners over Fort Dodge. Sioux City East squeaks by Denison Schleswig 3-2. Glenwood blanks Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-0. Sioux City West over Spirit Lake Park Okoboji 4-0. And Tri-Center defeated Council Bluffs by the final score of 2-1. Again, you can see all those scores and results by logging onto our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Not just high school action yesterday, but college action as well. In the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, the Iowa State Cyclone Rally fell short in Boston last night. Iowa State sliced a 10-point Illinois halftime lead down to 2, but just couldn't get over the hump in a 3-point 72-69 loss in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament.
Mentally, you get over that hump and you tie the game, or if you're fortunate enough to take the lead, it has a whole different mental effect on, because our guys know they've continued to battle back. But, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to take advantage of opportunities when they presented themselves. And Illinois also did a very good job of not allowing anything to come easy for us.
That's Iowa State head coach T.J. Otzelberger. A slow start was costly as the Cyclones trailed by as many as 13 points in the opening half and never led the game.
Felt like didn't do the job we needed to do from the jump. It seemed like we came out a little tight for whatever reason. And we're at our best when we're dictating, when we're pressuring the basketball, when we're chasing down rebounds, when we're attacking off turnovers. We weren't able to do those things to the level that the standard that we try to uphold today.
And the Cyclones finish the year as the Big 12 champions of the tournament with a record of 29-8 after being picked to finish 7th in the Big 12 preseason poll. The Illinois Fighting Illini, they're moving on to take on the defending national champs in the region final of the Elite Eight tomorrow, where they will take on overall top-seeded UConn in the next round. The sports schedule for today on the high school side, of course, it is Good Friday, so things are a bit limited. In fact, there are no high school sporting events of note around the area for you today. But on the college side, in the Sweet 16 of the men's basketball national tournament, that continues as third seeded Creighton takes on second seeded Tennessee. That game tips off at 9:00 tonight as Creighton will look to get into the Elite Eight of the NCAA Men's Basketball National Tournament. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com, or better yet, you can follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.